Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program, with you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Check out Derek's website. It's derekj.me. Now, I saw on your to-do list, Derek, because, well, we live together, and I see those things.
Yeah.
But I saw that you were planning a big overhaul for the website. What's going on there?
No, I'm just so behind on updating blog posts. You know, people can go to derekj.me and it will link to all the projects that I do, but there's some other interesting stuff, like a couple episodes of Flaming Freedom that I haven't yet posted there, so people can go to flamingfreedom.com. It's not slacking. I'm working all the time.
True, you are. You work almost full-time over at the thrift store.
Yeah, and I have to focus on the stuff that makes me money, because DerekJ.me is just a fun pet project where I put all my fun media stuff.
So. And they are good. It's great media, by the way. Flaming Freedom is now coming up on episode 4 in its current iteration, I believe. This week will be episode 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That's right.
You guys are just having way too much fun on Thursday nights.
And it's great.
If you can't catch it live, then eventually Derek J will put the audio up at derekj.me. Of course, you can go to Flaming Freedom. I believe flamingfreedom.com
yes.
is still a place you can go for it. Are the archives up there? The video archives
yes.
are up, right?
As well okay. as the MP3s. So,
oh, great.
Check that out.
Oh, so the MP3s are up on flamingfreedom.com, but they haven't made the trip over to DerekJ.me yet?
That's right.
Got it. So DerekJ.me, though, is kind of the hub for all things Derek J, whether video, audio, or blog posts. You've got it all there.
Yep.
I love it.
I got nothing more to say.
Check it out. DerekJ.me. Hey, real quick, I did say I might play this, and then coming up, Mark, you've got a story. Tease it for me. What is it?
It's a story about a young man who was in college and banned from certain areas of the campus because he looked like somebody's rapist.
Talking about that, here's the video from the census. This is about 5 years old now at this point, because, again, the census only comes out every 10 years. But now, as our last caller pointed out, they are sending out, and have been for years, by the way. This American Community Survey thing is nothing new. It's been going on for quite a while. I don't know when they started doing it, but certainly sometime, you know, we've been talking about it over the last decade on Free Talk Live. Anyway, so this is the actual census bureaucrat. This is a different bureaucrat than the first time. I'm not playing the first video where I kind of surprised the guy with a video camera. This is the follow-up. So the first time the dude came by, I said, I'm not participating in this, and I was as nice as possible about refusing his questions and refusing the census, and then he went away. And then later, Kathleen showed up at my front door here at the LRN.FM studios, and this is what happened.
How can I help you today? I am going to be recording this.
Yes, this I was encounter. Warned.
Okay.
She was
and that
warned.
Doesn't bother me, so if you want to record, that's totally fine.
Sure.
My name is Kathleen Kelly, and
hi,
I'm
Kathleen.
The census.
Oh, she looks ready.
And have you lived... Oh, I need to give you...
I guess not.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to take any papers from you, but...
Oh, that's fine. It's just an information sheet.
I'm not interested in participating, and the reason why is because the federal government is an agency of coercive force, mm-hmm. and I don't appreciate the things that they do.
Well, what about your representation?
I'm not interested in being represented in a violent, coercive monopoly.
Indeed, but what about in the House and the Congress and stuff like that? Without counting how many people, we don't know how many people we need in the House of Representatives.
I don't need anybody in there. I'm not interested in anything that they do. They aggress against peaceful people, and I can't in any way support an organization like that.
But what about people who believe in peace who are there?
Yeah, that seems a little contradictory to believe in peace and work for an agency that is inherently based out of coercion. I understand what those folks might be trying to do, but I don't see any increase in peace coming from that organization at all, do you?
Well, I'm hoping for Obama, but we'll see what happens.
I'll bet she is.
She really, I mean, she's being genuine, I feel like, here. You know,
she's not listening.
No. Well, she's agreeing with what I was saying. Like, yeah, it's coercive. Okay.
She was about to get that thing filled out, and that's what she's going to try to do.
Yeah, she's trying.
I mean, her response was like, indeed. But what about we need to count as many people? I mean, she was prepared with a few objections. She was like, I'm going to get some objections from this guy, and I need to have some back pocket retorts.
I thought she was good, though. Like, she, you know, didn't get upset. She obviously was ready for the camera, and it was pretty entertaining. There's a little more here.
I haven't seen any evidence he's interested in peace either, and so it's hard. There's no way I could possibly consent to participation.
Okay, you won't answer any of my questions, not even how many people live here?
Can't help you.
Okay, then that's cool. Thank you for being civil.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your cooperation.
You're my first refusal, so I'm very scared. You were very nice.
All right.
Did you want to look at anything I have for information on why we're doing this?
Not particularly. I have no interest in the federal government at all.
That's cool. You know, I can understand that. So, respectfully, have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow, she was pretty nice.
Very pleasant. Very pleasant. And did you notice she gave me a little bow at the end, which was kind of a nice
Japanese.
Yeah.
Is she from New
Hampshire?
No, she's not.
But, was she with FedGov? Was she from D.C.? Or was she a New Hampshireite?
Well, she's probably from New Hampshire working for D.C. What they did at the time was they hired people as temps. I don't know if you recall, but actually there was a Free State Project participant who took work from the Census Bureau. And so, you know, that's one example of what could happen if you refuse to participate in the census. I don't think they're going to even send somebody around if you refuse to participate in the what's called the American Community Survey. I doubt you're even going to get a knock on the door.
Well, what happened with Bile in that circumstance?
Nothing.
Like, they just send it to him and nothing happened?
Nothing happened, if I'm recalling correctly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd play that just to give you an example of how things could go for you if you're in a similar circumstance. So do keep that in mind. And there was, by the way, a video that precedes this one, which is also fairly entertaining because that guy is caught off guard. And it's also pretty interesting. So I'll link to the article, which has them both in it, over at our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. You can access all of that social media for Free Talk Live by going to news.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to the various different links to those places. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
She was warned about you.
Yes, she was.
You know, were you, like, and scared isn't the right word, but were you nervous? Were you acting at all in that video? Like, you sound really uninterested. Were you, like, amping up your tone a little bit? Like, yeah, I really don't care about the federal government at all.
I don't know if I was. I mean, it was 5 years ago, so I couldn't really tell you exactly what my demeanor was. But I
your shtick does sound
genuine.
A little different. You know, like, that just isn't. I don't think you would have answered the ways that you answered today.
Yeah.
Really?
It sounded like a wall different. Talking to a wall. I mean, both of you were just not hearing each other. You know, went your separate ways peacefully, but there was no exchange of ideas really there.
Well, you know, she did, I think she brought up a couple of good points. She did seem to resonate with the idea of peace. She seemed to like that. I think she was genuine in her appreciation for the idea of peace, and her responses seemed to indicate that she had at least heard me in that way. Whether she really processed what I was saying at that time, I don't know.
She was hoping for the peace candidate.
Well, she was hoping, and at that time, Barack Obama was 2 years into his presidency at that point, and so, you know, my response was, well, I haven't seen much peace from him yet, so, you know, when are we going to get that? And, you know, it is what it is. And I feel like I was genuine in my response.
Okay.
And I don't really feel like it would be that different today, because I'm still not interested in the federal government, and that's essentially what I told her. I don't want to support them in any way, shape, or form. That hasn't changed.
I just thought that the use of the term coercion isn't something that you do as often these days.
Let's talk to AW in Bozeman, Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, AW.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I listen to you guys regularly, and I'm interested in what you talk about and your views and stuff. But I wanted to see, I don't recall you guys' stance on, like, the vaccines and the hear talk, and they're trying to make it mandatory, and I don't want any government vaccines, really, but, you know, I can't put my girl in school if I don't get them, and...
You don't want to put her in school anyway.
You know, I hear you on that. I wish my wife could just homeschool her. You know, that would be my dream, really.
But why not?
I know.
Well, certainly I would encourage you to keep your child out of government school as best you could.
Few things worth doing are easy.
I do understand why parents are put in that position. You know, Ian, it's just, it doesn't resonate when you're not the guy with a kid. I understand.
You've got a kid.
It would be very difficult for me if Laura died and I had to sort of figure out what to do with Jack. And,
yeah, sure.
You know, that would be really difficult. But I think that, I'd like to talk to you about our stand on vaccine or my stand on vaccine.
Stand by, AW. We'll bring you back for that. Also, you can share your thoughts on whatever happens to be on your mind. The crazy story from the college campus that Mark has to share about a man being, what, banned from someplace because he looks like a rapist?
Yep.
855 450 free. More continuing here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you like. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything. Disturbing story out of a college campus here about a young man being banned because he looks like someone who is a rapist. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Plus, yet another disturbing story about ISIS and child soldiers. Well, first, though, we go back to your calls and thoughts after telling you about the Texas Bitcoin Conference, where we're going. Mark, you and I, we're going to be there broadcasting live. It is the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference happening again in Austin, though this time in downtown Austin, which I'm very excited about. Last year, it was kind of on the outskirts of the city. Now it's in the heart of downtown at the Moody Theater. It's happening March 28th and 29th. You can be there, and you'll learn a lot about Bitcoin, and you'll get to meet the movers and the shakers, people in the business who are the doers. People like Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, Robert Murphy, Jason King, David Johnston, George Gill will be one of the keynote speakers. He's a world-famous investor, economist, and author. Plus, Symbala Nair, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, will be there as well. So we look forward to seeing you in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Go grab your tickets and learn more about the event over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, to save $25 off of the already very affordable $150 admission price. And I don't think we've mentioned this, Mark, but it seems probably because it's obvious, yes, you can pay for your tickets in Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
The Texas Bitcoin Conference. So you get the discount either way when you use code FTL. Knock $25 off the regular price. And another $25 goes to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity helping homeless folks. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We will see you there March 28th and 29th. Don't forget to use code FTL when you order your tickets. AW, back with us here in Bozeman, Montana. AW, you had called asking about Free Talk Live's various positions on vaccines, and Mark, you were sort of jumping in on that one.
Yeah, so I think that the pro-liberty standpoint on vaccines is that you should not be forced to take any medical procedure that you don't want to take. And that's really what it comes down to. I think parents have to sort of step in as proxies for their kids up to some point. And I'm not exactly sure what the age of a kid is. I'm going to guess, say, 12 or so, that they should be able to make medical decisions for themselves. But they really can't make financial decisions for themselves because they don't have any money. So, you know, there's that dynamic, too. But I don't think that you should be forced to vaccinate your child if that's not what you want to do.
Derek J., what do you think about vaccines?
Fortunately, I haven't had to think much about it because I don't have any kids, and I don't remember taking any vaccines. So
I know I got them as a kid. I don't think I got a bunch. I remember getting them as a very small child. I'm certain I got them back then, but I don't remember getting them after any point after that. I never got, like, the flu vaccine or anything like that.
Well, my exposure to them today is my friends who have young children who they're like, oh, we got to get our kid, you know, the cocktail of vaccines for school. And it's like, do you? Why? I mean, because someone says so? Why are you even putting your kid in school?
Well, a lot of schools are mandating the vaccines in order to get them in the school.
Yeah, well, I don't like that.
I think your school should be able to do that, as long as your school doesn't receive my mandatory tax dollars.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like, why put your kids in these schools to begin with? What's so great about them?
Not a damn thing. AW, go ahead.
One thing I wanted to say is, They scare you into not getting vaccines, and then they scare you into getting vaccines.
Uh-huh.
I feel like sometimes, like, you know, I mean, I've researched it a little bit, and, like, one of these head CDC whistleblower guys said, yeah, it's completely false. All the information and the data is all skewed. Just because they take in government money, they got to make the reports look the way the government wants them to look. And the whistleblowers come out and they start saying, no, it's all screwed up, you know. And
the whistleblowers are saying the government information is screwed up?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, but you're right, though. It's fear-mongering on both sides, right? So, like, the vaccine supporters are, you got to get vaccines or you're going to die. Your kids will die.
Right.
And then, of course, the vaccine-opposing side is saying, you can't have vaccines. Your kids might die. And so it's basically kind of similar on both sides.
Yeah, if if there was a measles epidemic sweeping the Northeast or something like that, I'd be pushing much harder for Jack to get a measles vaccine.
Is it too little too late then? Can you? Does the vaccine do any good once he's come down with measles?
No, not once he comes down with it. I didn't say if Jack got the measles, I would try to get
him. I know that. I'm just asking you. I'm not a medical expert, so I don't know how this stuff works.
No.
But if you wait too long, I think the argument would be that then there's going to be a rush on it, and so then they're not going to be available, right?
That would be an argument for it. But I would, for instance, when you're talking about polio, it's been eradicated in the North American continent and the South American continent, as far as I know, too. So every medical procedure has risk, right? I mean, that's obvious. Children die from circumcision all the time.
Oof.
So, you have to weigh the value of something. So if you get a polio vaccine, there's a chance of some kind of side effect or whatever that might be. But the chance of him getting polio is nearly non-existent. So why would you get a polio vaccine?
Yes, like how bad, like, okay, I remember watching like old Our Gang videos or movies when I was a kid, and they showed kids that had the measles. You know, people got the measles. They didn't die from it, but people are dying.
Some people die from the measles, there's no doubt, but it's a really small number.
Right, but I mean, you get the measles vaccine, like some of these outbreaks that happen. I heard there was some college campus that had an outbreak of measles and whatnot, and they said that most of the people that got measles had the vaccine.
That's interesting. AW, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I wouldn't get the vaccine for my I wouldn't necessarily just, you know, run out and get a vaccine, but I also wouldn't take my child to one of these, like, chicken pox parties.
What is a chicken pox
where
party?
Where everyone gets chicken pox at the same time.
Not getting it again.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, it kind of makes sense to me because chicken pox is really painful and could be deadly later on in life. So,
yeah, sure.
But it's easier for young children to
get through
it. Deal with it. Yeah, I guess, I don't know, what's the idea?
Well,
that
what's wrong
coverage?
With that? That sounds like a good idea.
Why wouldn't you get the vaccine?
I don't know, this chicken pox party sounds like a fine idea because then you create an immunity
for
to
several. Yes, so is the vaccine to some extent.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
But it doesn't always work and it can cause like shingles or something, which is like chickenpox for adults.
The vaccine?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think pretty much every adult has the shingles virus, as I understand it. I'm not a medical expert.
All right, Chris, you're on in Oklahoma listening online. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
I talked to you all, it was a couple of days ago about vaccines, about the liability and the risk that the manufacturers don't assume the legal liability.
Yeah, they're granted immunity from liability by the federal government.
Yeah, so I made some phone calls to them to try to get them to answer the question of why the CDC doesn't bring pressure to bear on the manufacturers to drop that liability, because if you look at the the VARs, which is what the CDC uses for reporting, it's the reporting I don't know the acronym, it's like the vaccine accounting and reporting system. If you take into account that only a small number of people would report, and out of those, even smaller number would be have the resources to go through with a lawsuit, then if you've taken that into account, they would only have like a low liability or a low risk of relatively speaking.
Yeah, it's disturbing that they are not held liable.
They don't have the liability.
Most other people are. Chris, thanks for sharing tonight. More on the way at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey there, GunsAdie.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At GunsAdie.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties. Because the Ghost AR-15 kits at GunsAdie.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. GunsAdie.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discount. Not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on the phones toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out in that way if you like. We're going to talk about here in a little bit the story, Mark, that you've brought in tonight of a college student. Maybe he's not a college student.
He's a student.
He's a student. Okay. He's been banned from a certain part of campus because he looks like someone who was a rapist. Not him, but he looks like someone like that. We'll share that with you here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also want to let you know about our AMP shirt giveaway. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you, if you support Free Talk Live, can actually support us with dollars. And coming soon, Bitcoin. That's not yet. Not happening yet, but at some point. But right now, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up using any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You sign up for $5 a month, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only only Facebook group, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. And if you sign up as a Platinum Amplifier, which is the $25 per month level, and you sign up as a Platinum by March 1st and stay a Platinum through at least May 1st, then you'll qualify to receive the very snazzy looking AMP shirt. It's a long sleeve shirt on tech slash wicking fabric, which is it's a good quality product, and it's got a word cloud design. So it's Free Talk Live amplifier shirt with our logo on it, and also there's the word cloud. You can see what I mean by going to shirt.freetalklive.com. That'll show you the actual photos of the product there. But the word cloud is something you'll see frequently on websites where they show you words of different sizes based on how often those words are seen on the site. Well, we've got the same thing, except those words are plucked from our show description. So,
what's the biggest one? Do you know?
Bitcoin.
Cool. Was it really?
Yeah, there was also cops is pretty big, and police is pretty big, ISIS is pretty big.
No, yes. Just were those like amped up? Were those selected and chosen to make those bigger, or were those actually the terms that were used?
As I understand it, the only thing that was sort of done was the diminishment of like, sort of ordinary words and but or for
things like that
were removed from the scenario.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can check out the shirt. Go to shirt.freetalklive.com. And if you want to qualify, become a Platinum. And that means you can upgrade. So if you're already a Silver or Gold amplifier, you can upgrade to Platinum. Or if you're not an amplifier at all, you can just become a Platinum over at amp.freetalklive.com by March 1st and stay on through May 1st to qualify for that. And we'll get you the details as that develops on how to collect your shirt. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Ben is listening in Huntsville. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Question I have to ask you is, like, whenever I get into casual discussions with friends about politics, and I tend to have more libertarian tendencies in these kind of things, but when the conversation always seems to get redirected to, oh, the Koch brothers, you support the Koch brothers, yada, yada, yada. It's like, I've heard them all the time on the mainstream news or on things like the Young Turks and stuff like that.
Sure.
They always paint these grandiose pictures of how evil they are, like, ha 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 ha, the darn Koch brothers, and being the perfect representations of libertarianism. And if you subscribe to libertarian ideas, it's like, this is the kind of results that you're going to get, and yada, yada, yada.
I wish the Koch brothers got a fair shake, though. These guys give a lot of money to a lot of organizations that, many liberals support, and they never say that.
It does seem to be the liberals who are saying
the Koch brothers. The George Soros thing was back with the
The righties will say the same stuff about George Soros.
This is, this vilification of rich individuals is done by both sides. It's a populist tactic. The suggestion is...
It's also a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Well.
The suggestion is that people who are wealthy must have gotten that way by being bad and wrong. I am sure the Koch brothers, would like to see some policies in government that would be beneficial to them, and maybe beneficial to them more specifically than, say, beneficial to mankind. I don't know the answer to that. I just expect that from human beings. And so what I think is when people vilify, people like this, is it says far more about them. Like, this is what I would do if I was wealthy, right? I would use the political process to do this, that, or the other, because they don't know a darn thing about the Koch brothers. How much time have they spent actually researching the Koch brothers?
Yeah, all I know about these guys is they're not libertarian enough for my taste.
I would quite frankly agree, and that's probably why they always seem to lump them in with Citizens United as well.
Ben, I want to help you out here. How close are these friends of yours?
Not too close, just more like, sitting at the bar, kind of casual conversation stuff.
Oh, okay. So you don't care what they really think.
Not really.
Okay.
What were you going to say
if you do have close friends who you care about what they think about you and your ideas and you really want to share these with people, I wanted to share with you something that has helped me, which is Stefan Molyneux's against me argument. I know some people find that contentious and they might not think it's the best strategy. I'm just saying it's one strategy that has worked with me in communicating these ideas. Are you familiar with this idea, Ben?
The Stefan Molyneux is basically the idea where he says, I think the example that he used in one of his YouTube videos was like, oh, you're for the surge in the Iraq war. That's great. You know, get the soldiers, get them all together, get them lined up, do the surge. I'm all for it. But you pay for it. And he says, well, it's like, well, now I was like, I want you. Okay, well, then if you say that you don't want to pay for it, that obviously means that you want me to pay for it by force.
You've got it. That's a variant on it. But as I understand it, as I understand my recollection of Molyneux's pitch on this, it was more like, oh, well, would you be willing to use force against me to get me to fund your program?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Make it personal.
Yeah, you're talking about me. You're not talking about the Koch brothers, because people will want to divert the attention away from you and making this personal, when really this is a very personal conversation. This is about your money, your life, and the way we're all treating each other as human beings on this planet. So if they want to just vilify these ideas as, oh, there are some angry rich people out there who are making the world a bad place, and ignore that they're having this conversation with you in a bar, you know, over real money, real issues. I just like to make it personal when possible, if you care about these people. But if not, just drink and have fun with them.
That's fine. That's why I try to keep it. But I do like, you know, political discussions and stuff like that. You know, I try not to get it too heated and everything.
Ben, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Mark, what college? Where's this happening? Who's in trouble?
Well, they're not entirely clear on which college it is, because it's coming from the
fire people?
National Review.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was actually looking something up that that the gentleman was talking about that kind of made me interested. Anyway, going on with the National Review here.
Yeah.
A student at a liberal arts school in Oregon was reportedly banned from going anywhere on campus that a fellow student would be, because he looked like the person who had raped her. He's a walking trigger warning.
Hmm.
Professor Janet Haley, this is, by the way, written for National Review by Catherine Timpf. Professor Janet Haley wrote in a piece for Harvard Law Review that she had recently assisted a student who had been ordered to stay away from a fellow student, cutting him off from his housing, his campus job, and educational opportunity, all because he reminded her of the man who had raped her months before and thousands of miles away.
Wow. Did they give him a refund, too, because he can't actually use his education?
This is American colleges, and males are second-class citizens there. Hmm. Sorry. They're rapey. The accusation also had to endure a month-long investigation. Excuse me, the accused had to endure a month-long investigation into his campus relationships, seeking information about his possible sexual misconduct with them.
Because he looked like some rapist?
That's exactly right.
Well, if he looks like a rapist, then we should investigate
him. She's like,
that's
my rapist! That's him! And, you know, nope, not him.
Well, close enough!
Keep him away from me!
You know, how much longer are we going to put up these trigger warning stuffs before anyone says, suck it up?
Now, I've seen this trigger warning thing on the internet. I thought it was a meme. Is this actually coming from something?
Yeah, this is the real thing. College professors can't use certain words in their classrooms because all the students are like, oh, that's a trigger warning.
You got to tell me more about this here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. I'm out of the loop on the trigger warning. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself. Self.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free, though trigger warning, talking about freedom could upset people. I don't know if I'm really getting the trigger warning.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, good. So there's apparently, I went to knowyourmeme.com, and there's a little bit here about these trigger warnings, which I've seen all over the place in memes these days, and it's just kind of, it's a funny meme, but I guess it came from, you know, some serious posts from some people on LiveJournal in the early 2000s, where LiveJournal users started posting warnings for potentially triggering fan fiction. On July 9, 2002, LiveJournal user Innocent warned followers that she was pro-anorexia, adding that entries may be, quote, triggering to those with eating disorders. On July 1, 2003, LiveJournal user Morbid Thoughts submitted a quiz titled "What Type of Self-Mutilation Are You?" Warning, triggering pictures. By 2007, trigger warning was used over 60 times on the blogging platform. On November 2, 2008, Twitter user at @JLandreth tweeted a link to a blog accompanied by the phrase trigger warning, and they cite some of these things. So apparently there's a bit of a history here.
When I was a kid, they'd have these television specials, and they would warn you that there might be some adult material.
Sure.
Viewer discretion is advised. That's the one to watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's see this one.
Right, what do they got in here?
Absolutely, that's what I was interested in watching, was whatever that adult material might be.
So the idea, just to bring us back around, this was about the college student who's been banned from a part of campus and among other things because he might trigger.
He is a walking trigger. Well, he is triggering her. Like, this lady apparently, see, like, this is really important, is your level of offense, even if it's a triggering level of offense, doesn't, you know, like, your rights end at my nose. You don't get to stop where I go and that sort of thing.
Unless you're on a college campus, apparently.
In this circumstance, this young man was...
Who's a student at this college.
Yeah, he's a student. She's a student. She says, that's my rapist. Turns out, not your rapist. Your rapist, this was years ago and thousands of miles away. This guy, not your rapist. Well, keep him away from me. And so this guy's not allowed to go. Like, it affects where he's, like, his housing. It affects him going to his housing and his classes and his education. And
look, lady. I mean, look, it's not like I don't take rape seriously. It's a serious thing, no doubt. But if you're going to expect that you can have this level of protection in real life, you need to get with the program here, because as soon as you get off that college campus, there's not going to be anybody around to protect you from men who look like or have a resemblance to your rapist.
Then you could just go online. You can get on Tumblr and be a real jerk about men.
That's fine. My point is this lady's living in this cloistered world of academia where the rules are completely different from the rest of reality. I mean, yeah, the police state's bad, but I don't expect them to at any point restrict this man from walking down the street because he looks like this guy.
We've read stories here about how young men on that basically rape accusations on college campuses don't require the same amount of evidence that they do in real life, and that's a little disturbing, right? Like, you're gonna decide somebody's a rapist based on less evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. That's disturbing. Anyway, believe it or not, it gets worse, according to the article here at National Review. Even after this invasive investigation completely cleared him of any wrongdoing, he still wasn't allowed to go anywhere where the student would be without risking punishment from the school. The stay-away order remained in place and was so broadly drawn up that he was at a constant risk of violating it and coming under discipline for that, the piece continues. According to Haley, this was in the law review.
This is an
Harvard
attorney who posted somewhere about her experience working with this young man.
Right.
So we don't have his name.
Redacted information.
Yeah, we don't even have the name of the school. So I don't like that. We don't have that information, but... It is what it is.
It was in the law review.
Yeah.
So, according to Haley, the only way the accused student eventually learned of the source of the complaint against him, he didn't even know who it was, was by accident and offhand. It's devastating to think of a student being unable to walk around campus without having to risk being traumatized by reminders of her rape, but restricting a totally innocent student by walking around campus because he looks like that person who raped her is obviously unacceptable. He doesn't even know who she is.
Wow.
He can't go where his accuser is and doesn't know who she is.
It's ridiculous.
It's like Kafka runs the school. It's crazy. So I just thought it was another fascinating thing here in this world where at some point this pendulum's going to swing back. Right?
To what?
It's going to get, this is like, at some point people are going to care less about rape, but like it's the pendulum squeezes.
So.
Well, this is what happens. You cry wolf so many times that people are like,
whatever. She's crying wolf. She's just crying trigger. I mean, she's not
but
saying,
people
she,
are listening
no one's saying
to
she
her.
Didn't get raped, right? Like,
right.
She
nobody's
did actually
saying that, but do you look, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. Ian, listen to the words coming out of my mouth. I'm not saying go around and rape people. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm not saying you're saying that.
I'm saying the pendulum swings in society. And when it swings too far, then it swings back because people are like, this has gone too far. Has this gone too far, Ian?
Oh, absolutely.
Then what's going to happen in the future?
Yeah, I can find myself even being affected by this because I want to be sensitive to people and their emotions. And I take some effort to be respectful of that. But at this point, I'm just so done and sick with the trigger warning stuff. I don't even care anymore. Like, I don't want to be sensitive. I don't have the time for this. Everyone's triggered by anything. I mean, there are some college campuses where they're putting trigger warnings before the Great Gatsby. because there's alcohol consumption and you know there's sexual there's sexual things in Catcher in the Rye. So I mean it's so ridiculous.
You mean
now.
The book or the movie?
The book I'm talking about. The college campuses are so restrained now because of these trigger warnings.
It's true.
Such nonsense.
Herman Mailer was on NPR talking about his new book Trigger Warning because he doesn't believe that trigger warnings should be put in front of literature, and he's right. It's absolutely
crazy.
Insane. And it's just the mollycoddling of a generation.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, where you think it's going to swing backwards in some direction, but I don't know if I agree. I mean, if you look at, let's look at other warnings, okay? So, like, warnings on products that you buy. Those haven't gone away. They just get more absurd and ridiculous over time. I mean, you can find list after list of all these absolutely ludicrous product safety warnings that would seem so common sense that everybody should know not to, you know, mix this with this and not to light this aerosol can on fire, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. That hasn't gotten lessened over time.
No,
there's as much of it as ever.
No, the warnings themselves don't go away, but the way people respond to them do, right? Because
they ignore them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. When to Mark's point about crying wolf, this is what happens when you over.
I see.
Emphasize that, oh my gosh, well, everything's a trigger. Everything needs to be warned against. People pay attention to zero warnings.
That makes more sense. I thought he was saying she was crying wolf about rape.
Well, I'm not claiming she's crying wolf about rape. I'm claiming that she's, the whole idea that this guy's got to stay away from her is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like, she may not want him near her. There's all kinds of people I don't want near me for all
Go,
kinds of
She should be the one who has to leave the school.
Absolutely. She should be in off
she
campus
treatment or something.
She absolutely does.
I mean.
And this is another point I'd like to make is that when, is sexual assault different than any other assault? Ultimately, assault is assault, right? Like, people have been assaulted. But we put this high premium on sexual assault, and that causes...
I think it's different. Yeah, I think it's different because it causes severe intimacy issues from what
Why
I've
does
seen.
It do that, though, is the question I'm asking you. Why doesn't the other assault do... if I got bear hugged and it broke my ribs, why wouldn't I feel the same way about hugs in the future? It's because we put this emphasis on the special spots in our bodies. Like culturally, there's a real importance there. And I think that that's really damaging to people, like the whole mollycoddling them about this issue. I'm not saying you shouldn't be sensitive, but at some point it goes too far.
Yeah. It makes people who are fragile, like the put up on some pedestal. Like, we should all just be so fragile, right? Isn't that some virtue? No. I want people to be strong and be able to take a joke, be able to take serious discussion.
Well, and
to be able to challenge their minds.
I agree. And if you look at rape victims, you'll see they go in different directions.
Yes.
Not all of them are like, whoa, is me. Some of them, they reorient their lives and they're like, I'm going to do everything I can to stop people from, experiencing this. I want to counsel people that have gone through this. And some of them, they are stronger people because of it. I'm not saying you should get raped or anything like that, but I'm just saying that not everybody goes in that direction of feeling like a victim afterwards.
That the majority don't. The majority sort of get over it and, go on with their lives and that sort of thing. It's the ones that just seem to dwell in it that...
Yeah, that make it their identity.
It looks so awful. It looks like
I'm a rape victim for the rest of my life. To live into that victimhood for all the rest of your life. That's sad.
And, the fact is that anybody can be raped at any time.
Yeah.
And it's very sad, but it's just the way it is. You can't fight off two or three people if that's what they want to do.
We are out of time for tonight, but don't forget to join Derek J on his website at derekj.me. You can go there anytime you want, and don't forget he's got Flaming Freedom Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, over at flamingfreedom.com and lrn.fm. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house.
They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.